It is now the start of hour number three. It is a three-hour show. It is your last chance today to get through. Program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We had Ross Tucker. We had Paul Crist. We had Charles Robinson. I've got open phones this hour. I was not here yesterday because I made my first pilgrimage to Lubbock, Texas. Exceeded all my expectations. Smashed the hype. I was there to visit with Chris Beard, the head basketball coach at Texas Tech, who has transformed that program. It's absolutely incredible what he's done. Without getting to the whole thing, and as that show gets closer to air, we'll talk more about it. But really quickly, we're talking about a guy that had been in coaching since 1991, but only a Division I head coach for 4 years. Only 4 years. And in those 4 years, he'd gone to the NCAA tournament three times, went to the Elite Eight, went to the championship game, was a three-time conference coach of the year, a national coach of the year, and he did all that in just 4 years' time as a Division I head coach. So I was really curious to kind of get inside and see what that looked like, and I was not disappointed. I was amazed. And he is really happy where he is, extremely proud of where he is. He introduced me to the staff, which was incredible. I was there, let's see, I got there Sunday at about 4 p.m. I left Monday at about 4 p.m. I was there 24 hours. I felt like I was there a week in the best way imaginable, best way possible. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him in those 24 hours, so we had a really good time. 1-800-636-8686. That's why I was not in yesterday. I'm not going to be in Friday because I'm going back to Wisconsin. We are getting Jake Rome moved into the dorms. So heads up, I'm not in Friday either. In the meantime, we are now 12 days away from the Patriots playing a meaningful snap of football. And that will happen on Sunday, September 8th, when the Steelers roll into Foxborough for a really nice week one showdown. However, despite being nearly 2 weeks away from the official start of the 2019 campaign, the Hood Man, Bill Belichick, is already in true midseason form. Now, as everybody with a working ticker knows, Andrew Luck retired from football on Saturday. Pretty shocking in the moment. So shocking that it jumped from the sports world to the real world. CBS News, CNN, all the other mainstay networks picked up on that story. They ran with it. You know, something about a 29-year-old in his prime playing America's favorite sport and walking away from potentially millions and millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, more than that. That was big enough for Nora O'Donnell to hear about it and talk about it. I mean, lots of people who have nothing to do with the NFL were talking about it. However, apparently not big enough for the most prominent head coach in all of football, maybe in all of sports. Not big enough for him to know about it. Here's the Hood Man being asked about Luck's retirement yesterday. Let me be very clear about that. He was asked this question yesterday. And he was asked, what was it like to face this guy six times?
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them. So, you know, we all have to make our decisions. He made his. I respect it.
Wow. Wow. Like, I know that you've programmed yourself never to say anything about anything, but damn. Bull freaking bleep. No chance in hell this guy did not hear about it or see Luck's retirement because, quote, I don't really follow him. Hey, Hood. 99.999% of America doesn't really follow the Colts. Yet 99.999% of America all knew about it. But you didn't? Yesterday? That clip was not from Saturday night. That clip wasn't even from Sunday night. That clip was from yesterday. So this dude's up at the podium acting like he had not seen the news, despite the fact that it was circulating nonstop on every platform everywhere for 48 hours. Come on, Hood, really? What, you didn't get an alert on Snapface?
Snapface.
Nothing on InstaChat?
InstaChat.
Nothing on Snapface?
Snapface.
Snapface did not notify you?
Snapface.
InstaChat had nothing?
InstaChat.
come on, instant chat.
Instant chat.
The only thing more whack than not following the sport you coach in is lying about it. Like it's some sort of flex to be so laser focused on your own squad that you don't even know about the biggest retirement in that game since Barry Sanders. You've heard of Barry Sanders, right? Yeah, sure you didn't, Hood. And let me tell you, no one listening to that is thinking, damn, that's a ball coach right there. That's a ball coach. That's the reason that guy is so much better than everybody else. Because he doesn't pay attention to anything else. Anything other than Patriots football. No one's thinking that. Except a couple of delusional Boston marks. Everybody else is thinking, man, what a stupid lie to tell. Everybody else is thinking, what do you get from a lie like that? Hell, even the Patriots thought that. That's why the team went back and corrected the transcripts. Corrected them. No joke. They went back and they corrected the transcript to read, I didn't see that coming. Like, even the correction doesn't make sense when it's followed by, I don't really follow them. So now the new quote, at least the amended part, reads, I didn't see that coming. I don't really follow them. What does following the Colts have to do with not seeing something coming? Nothing, right? So the correction's not much better than what they were trying to correct. But the idea that the Patriots went back to amend their own coach's presser is pretty wild. I mean, do they really believe that's what he meant? Or do they also know how dumb it sounds for Bill Belichick to say that I didn't really know anything about that? He knew nothing about Andrew Luck's retirement 48 hours earlier. That didn't work its way back. He didn't know that. Nobody told him that. There wasn't one notification on Snapface or InstaChat.
Instant chat.
Nobody on his staff told him anything about that. There wasn't one personal text from somebody he knows in the game. Like, I don't want to put words in their mouth when they're busy literally putting words into their coach's transcripts. But Nick Saban, pretending that he didn't know that it was an election year back in 2016, thinks that Hoodie is trying a little too hard to be football guy.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know yesterday was election day. It was so important to me that I didn't even know it was happening.
That's nothing to be proud of. Again, another flex. Like, damn, man. I'm focused on what's here. Election? What's an election? What does that even mean? Wait, what? How does the president get to be the president? We vote? What's a president?
I didn't even know yesterday was election day.
I didn't even know what a president was. Do we have one of those things? Do we have one of them there presidents? Like, what does that get you? Just do what you always do, Hood, man. Say nothing. Yeah, I saw that. I wish him the best of luck. That's the end of that. Yeah, I saw that. Good player. Good luck. Yeah, I saw that. What do you think about that? Good player. What was it like to go up against him? I said he was a good player. And then you're done. But to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. I don't follow them. You don't follow them what? In life or on InstaChat?
Instant chat.
Did you unfollow them on Snapface?
Snapface.
Did you drop them? Did you drop them?
Snapface.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's almost like Belichick read that piece about Adam Gase leaving his wife seconds after a C-section to get back to the film room and was like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Adam? Hey, why don't you hold my beer, Adam? Why don't you hold my beer and watch this?
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them, so.
Yeah, who's more hardcore now, crazy eyes? Hey, Bill, nobody believes that you didn't know about Andrew Luck. Not even your own team. That's why they changed your own words afterwards. And again, what's so hard about admitting that you saw the news about a shocking retirement? No one's going to come and rip all those Lombardis from you. Vegas is not going to change the odds on you repeating this year. Nobody's going to think, man, my man is laying it up. My man's not grinding. He knew about Andrew Luck. Chill out, man. Just be human for a second. Best coach ever. Worst liar ever.
I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them.
You're a liar.
You're not a felon. But I would allege that you're not telling the truth. You are not. He is not a felon, Alvin. He is not.
I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them.
I don't buy that either. That 48 hours after the fact, he had not seen that. Hey, man, there's tunnel vision, and then there's, well, that. 1-800-636-8686. That telephone number is toll-free. In addition to that, I do want to talk some baseball. The managers for this past weekend were not really happy about some of the uniforms they had to go with. That did not work out too well. Oge drafted Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck retired. Oge thinks that he was dealt a poor hand. That guy having any opinion on anything given what he did is really something. And sure enough, right on cue, hey, O.J. Simpson, you're pissed that Andrew Luck didn't tell you he was retiring an hour and a half before your fantasy draft? That's funny. I bet Ronnie and Nicole would have loved a little heads up that they were going to get their throats sliced an hour and a half before as well. Matt in Poland Springs. Yeah, I wasn't going to put it quite like that, but kind of like that. Yet nobody tipped you off. Right. And you didn't tip anybody off before you attempted to lop some domes off. Come on, Oge. Really? War Lady Clones. With that in mind, why not go to Naples? Lauren in Naples is back in the jungle. Lauren, what's up?
Hey, Ram, what's up?
Hey, Lauren, what's up with you? Right to the front of the line, no less. How you doing?
Well, I just wanted to say, hey, I love the Barry Sanders take. He was my favorite growing up, and I just wanted to say it was awesome, dude.
Lauren, are you trying to call somebody while at the same time talk to me on the air? Because that won't work.
No, my cheek hit the 2 button.
All right, got it.
My
got
bad.
It. All right, so Barry Sanders was your guy growing up.
Yeah, that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Urban Meyer and kind of what a piece he is. And we're in football season now, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan. So I just wanted to, they're kind of funny, but they're not, sorry about that. Well, what Urban said about Alabama was,
How do you do like her like that, like Alvin? That
not a very good call.
What, do you have like a 3-digit rule now? I said to Alvin, what's up, man? How do you do that? His response, and I quote, was, my cheek hit the buzzer. Good one, Alvin. She hit the button twice, and I said, what's up with that? She said, oh, sorry, that was my cheek hitting the keypad. She's like going old school, like a push-button telephone, right? All right, she was setting Urban Meyer up for a crackback, but never got to it because Alvin's cheek hit the buzzer. Lauren from Naples, back in the jungle, ends the way it generally does before she finishes saying what she called in to say. Hey, and remind me of something. I was here. Did I do a take on Barry Sanders? I don't remember any take on Barry Sanders. Not on this show. Not today, I mean. Not this month. Not this summer. Not this year. Hell, I don't think I've had a take on Barry Sanders in years, plural. Maybe she was referencing something I said back in the day.
No, my cheek hit the 2 button.
Really, Lauren? Because, you know, this is Alvin, Lauren. My cheek just hit the buzzer, and now you're done. Time to die, Lauren. Speaking of Alvin, when I was in Lubbock, I checked out my Twitter feed, and there was Alvin like a freaking boss in a conference room overlooking the Vegas desert with hard liquor being the man. Now, dude, I have to ask the question. Did you bring Mill with you this time? Quote, I did not. Okay, my response to that, are you lying? Dude, you're choking up on that more than Tobin. Alvin's acting like, no, dude, why would I do that? Because don't you generally do that? Wah! Adam Hawk in the house, too. Wah! Gerard tweets, Barry Beep Sanders, beep, was my beep favorite growing beep up to beep. That actually read better than her call sounded.
No, my cheek hit the two button.
Your cheek. Say your first time using a phone, Lauren. That phone not come with directions on how to use it. I mean, maybe once, Lauren. But three cheeks in one call? Cheek's a bad word, too. I'm getting a lot of cheek resets now. None good. All right, what do you say we hit reset? Reset this thing, get through this last hour, finish strong. And speaking of fantasy football, Oge was complaining that he selected Andrew Luck. Hey, dude, whose fault is that? Have you not been following the news? We already knew there was an issue. You took a chance, you rolled the dice, you crapped out. And this guy's like, yeah, it would have been nice to know. Right, Oge. Just like it would have been nice for Ron to know. You're not helping anybody with that take. Most of all, me. Because you're not getting the reaction I am. I've never understood how that works. OJ does something really reprehensible, and you don't rush to him, you rush to me. Like somehow I've got something to do with this. Oh no. Stand back. I gotta hit Rome. I didn't say it. I never killed anybody. I never said anything like that. Why are you rushing to me with your reaction? All right, stay tuned. You have your telephone number. Use it wisely, responsibly, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Going back to a few other Andrew Luck emails earlier. War Andrew Luck retiring from the NFL due to being mentally worn down. Sincerely, the bald Britney Spears. Matt in Tucson. Again, if you ever had to rehab a significant injury, every athlete that I've ever spoken to, even with the advances in medicine, has always talked about how rehabbing an injury is much more challenging mentally and emotionally than it is physically. It's like the loneliest thing in the world. I mean, yeah, it definitely hurts. And it's boring, and it's tedious, and you're away from your teammates, and you're not in the trenches doing what they're doing, so you don't feel like you're one of them. But almost every athlete I've ever spoken to that had surgery, had to come back and rehab it, said that it's like the loneliest thing ever. Go through it enough times, and then ultimately, and you know it's part of the price you pay. You know, as a professional athlete, you're going to get hurt. It's, especially if you're in the NFL, it's not a question of if, it's a matter of when, and then a matter of how badly. And you just know this. And then you'll get surgery, and then you'll rehab it, and then you'll come back. And then something else will happen, or you'll re-injure the same thing. Comes a point in time where you just decide it's just not worth it. I don't want to do it anymore. Of course, the money he had in the bank has something to do with it. Fact being, he doesn't have to do this. He has other options. He has resources and means. So this is why he's doing the right thing. Hey, Jim, I'm sure Jacoby Brissett will do just fine, just like all the other Tom Brady backups. Jeremiah in Greenville. Haven't gotten into that yet, what that means to the team. Brissett should be fine. He's not going to be Luck. Let's be really clear about that. This guy's not Andrew Luck. But at the same time, they don't need him to be. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a really good defense. They've got young talent on both sides of the ball. They do not need this guy to be Luck to contend. I'd even argue they don't need this guy to be Luck to win that division. They just need this guy to do what he does best and do other things better than he has in the past. But you got a guy that will stand in. He's got a good arm, good athlete, good leader. And there are questions about his game for sure, his accuracy. And you know, if you want to be a football guy and break it down, his ability to read through all of his progressions, make good choices, good decisions. Did I mention accuracy? But I like the guy. They've always liked him. And they don't need him to be luck to win that division. You know, this whole thing about, you know what, that suck for luck, going to the tank. How many franchise quarterbacks do you want to be able to draft? Like, yeah, we're the Colts. We drafted Peyton Manning. We drafted Andrew Luck. Why can't we do it again? Yeah, right. And then you can keep doing this, right? And have a guy for 15 years, and have a guy for 10 years, then have a guy for 15 more years. You know, who knows? You might have like five quarterbacks in 50 years, all franchise types, if you get really lucky again. Casey, New Hampshire tweets, damn, Alvin. I was loving Lauren's call. Signed, R2-D2.
But they're not.
R2-D2. R2, Lauren, was her cheek.
But they're not.
Lauren.
My cheek hit the 2 button.
Phil in Dallas tweets, that beeping was Lauren's breathalyzer.
It was awesome, dude. But they're not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Romy, I was too shy to say hello, but you may have noticed me while you were in Lubbock. Signed, that manure smell. Casey in New Hampshire, unwore you getting punched in the face for refusing to eat someone's beef. Nobody punched me in the face. Nor did I refuse anybody's beef. In fact, I had a steak. I was there one night, and I had a steak, and it was good. Really good steak. Speaking of steak, my man James Lightning Wilkes, tomorrow on the Jim Rome podcast, is going to try to talk me out of eating steak. He used to eat steak, and now he doesn't. Now he's all about a plant-based lifestyle. 1-800-636-8686. What the hell? Why not? I already talked to Lauren. Let's go to Parody Larry. If Tobin can get through and Lauren can get through, why not get some horrible parody? Hello, Lawrence.
Jim, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, congrats on the Hall of Fame. I never got to that, but you deserved it, bud. Anyway, about Rick's vacation in SoCal, he seems to have had a great time, but, you know, when Silk and Rich Flores gave him charcuterie and Chardonnay, Rick was all class. He brought out Geneseo and pork roll. Anyway, he asked me to do a Google Dolls parody for him, Barbie Dolls. So this is for you, my brother, to the tune of Iris. Rick would give it all up to be noticed. That's why he's down in SoCal right now. It's the closest to heaven that he'll ever be. Always angry, sounds like a mad cow. Left the kid stuck at home with his daddy. Getting drunk with the clones is your life. And when this vacation is over, you'll be lucky to still have a wife.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, Larry. Great Google Dolls parody. Did you Google them? Did you Google the Google Dolls? Larry started the call up by, hey, Jimmy, I haven't had the chance to, or I didn't use the opportunity to congratulate you on the Hall of Fame. You didn't do that because you haven't been on. And you haven't been on because we haven't let you on. And we haven't let you on because you do Google Dolls parodies.
Me to do a Google Dolls parody.
Google Dolls?
Me to do a Google Dolls parody.
Look, I'm not saying, and I like the band. I mean, I'll say that. I like the band. I like the early stuff. I like punk rock, and they were, you know, they had an edge. They had a good Buffalo kind of punk rock edge to them. I like the early stuff. I like the band. It's one of the worst band names ever. But that still gives you no right to butcher their band name, Larry.
Google's Dolls.
They're not the Google's Dolls.
Google's Dolls.
Goo Goo. I mean, yeah, it's a stupid name for a band. It really is.
Goo Goo Dolls.
They're not the Bing Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
They're not the Ask Jeeves Dolls. They're not the Google Dolls. They're not the Lycos Dolls.
Google Dolls.
The Netscape Dolls. Ask Jeeves. That was the best.
Google Dolls.
Is that still a search engine? I think I'll ask Jeeves. Hey, Jeeves, why does Larry keep calling this show?
Google
and
Dolls.
Say that he's got a parody for the Google's Dolls.
Google's Dolls.
When we return. Somebody, I need a good telephone call to make me forget all the bad phone calls that came before. You see my issue. You see my problem. You see why I've done my best to get rid of telephone calls on this program. Getting phone calls is not an issue. Like, I'm not that host who sits around here like, wow, how come nobody calls? I'm a host who sits around and says, why do they keep calling? Why do they keep calling? Getting calls has never been an issue for me. Getting good calls has always been an issue for me.
Google's Dolls.
Google's Dolls.
Google's Dolls.
Again, you have to say it every single segment I will. Reset yourselves. Let's finish strong and do this the right way. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets, the name Goo Goo Dolls seems a little repetitive. Signed, Garrett Ritt. That's Mr. President to you. At Yelwad tweets, I Google Dolls. Yours? Rick in Buffalo. War Amazon Prime, next day delivery. What, for Rick's Dolls? So Rick, when he called the show, he was in Southern California last week and somebody said, hey man, great dad. Way to bring your family to Southern California and leave them. That's not true! I brought my wife and my girlfriend. The kids are not here. All right, so Friday night, I can't lie. I did sort of track what those guys were doing on Twitter. And the reason I sort of tracked what they were doing on Twitter is because I started my night out for dinner, and the hostess at the restaurant where I went had printed on the menu, good luck at Wisconsin, Jake. And we're like, damn, that's cool. Like, how did that come to be? Janet. And Janet said, I had nothing to do with it. Unless Open Table figured it out somehow. I had nothing to do with it. So we're like, damn, what's going on here? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? The gal that was at the restaurant is all dialed into the jungle. So she knew. She knew when she saw the reservation come up. So she got the top of the menu printed out. Good luck in Wisconsin. The reason that this was kind of a thing overall was she knows Silk. Like, she was wired in that whole thing. She told me she was going to Kits later on that night. Like, she was going to leave the restaurant we were at and go to Kits to hang out with everybody. And not only that, she seemed a little nervous about it. And she said, before I do that, I'll probably take a little bit of the edge off, if you know what I mean. So at that point, it reminded me, and I said, I got to check in on these guys and see what's up. And it looks like it was a wild time at Kits. Like, the HB police showed up. Pick that up real quick, Adam. Now, we knew, and again, I've never been to Kits, and people were saying, yeah, that looks like a place where you might get stabbed, or that looks like a place where you get murdered. I'm like, come on, man, stop saying that. Stop doing that. That's not what that is. What that is, and I've never been there, so I don't know. I'm not going to judge anything that I know nothing about. All I said was HB can be a little gritty, and there are certain places in HB, like anywhere else, that if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you might get the hands. Now, I would imagine you track this thing. Did the cops, in fact, show up at that bar?
They did, yeah. HBPD showed up at Kits, but not for the reason you would think when a bunch of clones are congregating. They actually showed up because they listened to the show, and they heard Rick was going to be there. They're fans of the jungle. So
that's a lie.
From like four different people inside that bar, HBPD showed up and asked for Rick and said, "Are you the Rick in Buffalo?" And literally the local fuzz wanted to meet Rick based off of listening to the segments that happened during the show, which is really cool. And then also some dude met up with Rick and gave him a Don Mattingly Yankees jersey that he could wear to Dodger Stadium over the weekend. So it was a nice event for Rick at Kits.
I don't want HP's finest to get in any trouble. Hope I didn't get anybody in trouble by saying that. Did Rick, if you're Rick and you're probably four or five or nine deep and you see the authorities roll up in the bar, was Rick like, "Hey, what do you pigs want? I didn't do anything. This ain't Buffalo." Like, I wonder what his reaction was.
Yeah, naturally, you'd probably be pretty freaked out if cops rolled into a bar and they wanted to speak to you by name. But it went the exact opposite as the way all of us would think that it went. And he's a Buffalo guy in SoCal, and he's like a hero now. It's crazy.
So I've got to think that he's going to call at some point this week and run the whole thing down top to bottom. How do you think that week went for him? He's not still here, is he?
He's not still here. He went back. I think he had a great week. He got to meet up with a bunch of SoCal clones, had a lot of fun. He was treated like a guest of honor by Silk and all the rest. And, you know, from the parties they were having at the pool to the parties they had at Kit to the Dodgers game to all the run he got on this show to the police showing up to say what's up, I don't think it could have gone any better for Rick.
I'm not sure that as an L.A. native, I've ever had as much fun in Southern California as he had. I mean, there's no way any of us go back to Buffalo. Nothing against – I love Buffalo, all right? I was just going to say there's no way that any of us go back to Buffalo and have that much fun, but that might not be fair and that might not be true. I will say, man, my man lit up SoCal. He looks like he had a great time in SoCal.
Yeah, imagine if he like saw San Diego or Dana Point or Newport Beach. Like, HB is great. I love Huntington Beach. I live there. But imagine if he saw one of the places that's like 10 times nicer.
Yeah, but he's from Buffalo. I think that HB is more his speed. Like, I don't think that Rick's going to be like, "Then I went to the Crystal Cove. I went to the Newport Coast, Laguna Beach. Oh, man." He is HB. And HB probably does seem like Newport to him. All right, then. There you go. Adam Hawk. It's the first time ever I've had a conversation with Hawk where he was finished with me before I was finished with him. Actually, it was a tie for last, Hawk. He says, no, boss, I was multitasking. So Rick's in this bar and the HBPD show up asking for Rick by name. That had to be a little surreal. I Google dolls, yours, Rick in Buffalo. War Amazon Prime, next day delivery. Last chance to get through. Do I take a phone call or do I go to my rant about baseball? Let's take a phone call. Wisconsin. Half my family is there right now. The other half will be there by weekend. Derek in Wisconsin. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey there, Romy. How you doing?
Good, bud. How about you? How are things?
Hey, I just wanted to say good luck to your son in Madison. You need an extra hand, you give me a call, and I hope you can chug a beer a little bit faster than Aaron Rodgers.
My man. All right, Derek, I appreciate you. Thank you. I'll see why I appreciate not that. Like anybody else, if you're a friend of somebody, the one call you do not want is, "Yo, man, can you help me move this weekend?" Oh, bro, really? Come on, dude. I'll buy you a six-pack. We'll share a six-pack and a pizza. Oh, okay. I mean, isn't that the worst thing, the worst call you could possibly get? "Yo, bro, what are you doing this weekend? Can you help me move?" That's a bro who I've never met who offered to help me move. And even better, I bet he meant it. It's Wisconsin. I cannot begin to tell you how nice the people we are or we've met since we started going to Wisconsin. And people are constantly doing things like that. Here's my number. Here's my address. If you need anything at all, if your son needs anything at all, like if it were a one-off or it happened a couple of times, that'd be one thing. It happens everywhere we go. That didn't surprise me at all that guy just said, "Do you want me to help move your kid in? Do you need anything at all?" You can drink a beer, right, Rome? You can chug a beer, right? That's the only prerequisite. Like yesterday, I mentioned this to Paul Crist when he came on. So Paul Crist grows up near Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson is one of the most iconic names in the history of U.S. hockey overall. He's the coach of the women's team at Wisconsin. So Janet and Jake yesterday have lunch with Tony Granato. Tony Granato is the coach of the men's team. Tony Granato had an amazing NHL career. Tony Granato's sister, Cammy Granato, is one of the greatest players ever. These are like the nicest people in the history of the world. All of them. The Granatos, the Johnsons. So like Jake doesn't really know Mark Johnson, but he knows about the movie, Miracle on Ice. He knows the story. And he's talking to this guy, and this guy is so humble and so nice. Jake has no idea who he's talking to until after the fact. Because there's no way Mark Johnson's going to say, hey, remember when I scored those two goals on the Russians? Remember when I became a legend? So my point is, I'm not at all surprised that people are calling up and saying, hey, we can help you move in. Hey, Rome, do you want to build a house? We'll do that for you too. They mean it. They literally mean it. Because we leave and we start getting emails. Hey, how y'all doing? When are y'all coming back? Do you need any help at all? What are you doing for the game? What are you doing for the tailgate? If your son needs anything, here's my number. It's an amazing state. Amazing state. Let's see. Quickly, let's try Texas. I was in Texas over the weekend. Kim in Texas. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Rome. Yes, from the great state of Texas. I was just going to say, I work in physical therapy, but I'm a huge sports fan, especially a San Antonio Spurs fan. And I had to work through some things when Kawhi had all of his stuff that was injury related too, even though he was, you know, continuing on, just going to another team. I was, you know, very sour, and I had to look at it like that other person has the interview that you had. You know, but what if that was my brother or, you know, my best friend or whoever? Because you only have one body. And once something goes really wrong, I've seen people who have tried to rehab and they're never quite the same. And so anyway, I wish the best to Andrew Luck. And for, you know, I would rather be silent than boo. And that has to do also with Kawhi Leonard, who I have forgiven now. And I hope he gets a third ring with this new team that he's with. But
you know, I appreciate that, Kim, so much. But even she admitted, like, I'm in that business. I've dealt with people who have significant injuries, but I was really sour about Kawhi. But now I get it. All right. Dell's Labor Day sale for small business can save you up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877 by Dell. Good to be back. In fact, I'll be back tomorrow. That'll be two for me. 2 days in a row. My thanks to Ross Tucker, Paul Chris, Charles Robinson, the XR4TI. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're out.